on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me
till. Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good. Yeah.
I know
yeah.
That.
Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there, he's always gonna help me. No other.
Yeah,
good. I know that he's real.
Well, hello, 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 and glory, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. All right, I am Pastor McCarty, your presiding pastor, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for another edition of Gospel House Reigns, and this is Why Don't Fear, Children of God. You know, fear is not even an emotion that God gave us. He said, I did not give you a spirit of fear. So when we get afraid, and there is not a human out there that doesn't get afraid, I get racked with fear sometimes. You know, I get so afraid. And sometimes, you know, this week as I was thinking about what the message was going to be, I knew it was going to be something personal, but I didn't know what it was going to be. So I wanted to deal with, you know, sometimes I get just so afraid of life. And we all get that way because we are really conditioned as children to be afraid. You know, we're afraid of the boogeyman, afraid who's under the bed, turn off your lights, say your prayers, don't, you know, protect me at night. So, you know, fear is instilled in us. So it's really hard to fight that emotion, even though it's not from God. But God has left us a lot of stuff to help us deal with it because he knows that the devil uses it in order to stop us from reaching where God is trying to get us. Now, you know, part of the fear in our spiritual life is surrendering. It's hard to surrender completely to the complete unknown of what's going on and feel comfortable with it. And God knows it's going to make us uncomfortable. He really does. The growth is uncomfortable. He stretches us. He pushes us into uncomfortable areas. But we have to trust him. We have to trust him, knowing that he's not going to let anything come to harm. That's where we have to work on our mentality and work on our spirituality to get to the point of trusting God and trusting Christ to the point that our fear begins to subside. I'm working on it. Y'all going to help me work on it. I know someone out there is experiencing this too. You know, just sometimes you don't want to admit it. It's a part of sign of weakness from some people, but I'm going to admit it. I get there. So let's go to the Bible, even though I know I get there. I went there so I can figure out what in the world should I do now. So the Lord led me to Mark, the 4th chapter, the 38th to the 40th verse. Now this is Jesus dealing with the disciples. They were out on the boat and on the lake, and a terrible, horrible storm came upon them. It was thrusting the boat side to side, and the disciples thought they were going to die. They really did. They didn't know what was going on. So, I'm going to pick up from the 38th verse to the 40th verse of Mark, the 4th chapter again. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus, and it said, Jesus was in the stem, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? And that's the key. Why are you so afraid? You don't have any faith in Christ. And it's not that we don't have faith in Christ. But, you know, it's like, hey, Jesus was in the boat with them and they were afraid. Okay, they had the Savior right in the flesh with them and they still got afraid. So that lets us know that it is the human condition. But Jesus got up and said, Peace be still. And that's what we have to ask him to do when we get afraid. Get up and say, Peace be still within us, good Lord. Calm that part down. Calm those waves and winds down within our spirit and in our soul. And just give us peace over the fear factor that goes on in our life. Because when he does it, they will obey the Savior. So we got to, again, the key to it is calling the Savior into the situation and let the Savior handle it, because we are not equipped to. He would not have to be here if we were equipped to handle this stuff. So, but the key is don't. Sometimes we think when we're so afraid that God doesn't care and Christ doesn't care. And it's like, oh my God, I care. It's not me who's making you afraid. It's not me who's bringing those emotions. It is the devil and he doesn't care. All right, now, the biggest other part that I want to talk about and move on to is knowing who we are. We are children of God. And being a child of God means that you are have an inheritance, a heavenly, godly inheritance. Just like you have, you know, just like I was the child of my parents, and it, you know, and anything that they left for me was mine, you know. And the same thing is with your father in heaven. He's your heavenly father. And this is what Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th to the 17th verse tells us and keeps. I want you to keep this in your mind when we get afraid. I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep this in my mind. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought you about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Beautiful. We are God's children, everyone. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Oh, I love this. It gave me hope about my human frailness. One, I am a child of God because I am led by the Spirit of God. I try to follow the Spirit of God in everything I do. As we move on, that Spirit we receive was not to be put us into slavery of fear. That's what it says, people. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. So that in itself is supposed to eradicate the devil's fear. If we remember who we are, but he wants us to forget who we are. I read on. Rather, the Spirit you received brought you into adoptionship to sonship. Not every Christian was the chosen one, the chosen people. But when Christ came, he adopted all the Gentiles into the promise of the Bible. And so we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So this is saying, you know, we got adopted into this beautiful sonship. We are now children of God, children of the Most High. We're heirs and co-heirs along with Christ. And Christ is oh my goodness, we all know what Christ's rewards are going to be. Imagine what ours are going to be as his co-heirs. Because the most important thing is, even though I talk about my fear and talk about how it cripples me, I'm sharing in the suffering with Christ. He suffered. We have to remember he suffered, and our suffering is not going to compare. So we do suffer in order to also share in his glory. And we know his glory is going to be magnificent. So we're going to share in that. So even though we suffer a little while, joy comes in the morning, right? Remember, and I need to write it on a big poster and tape it all around my house. I am a child of God. Whom shall I fear? I'm going to think about that. I want you guys to meditate on that. I want you to think about it. I want you to pray to the Father for wisdom. He said, anyone who asks for wisdom shall receive it. And I also want you to pray to the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. All right. As I said, this is the Gospel House Range show. And we're going to be listening to two mixes. First, we're going to usher in. No, the two dance breaks. So the same rules applies. Once we're going to really give God some praise and honor and some glory. We're going to shake all that fear out of us, okay? And we're going to get up and also try to listen to the message that's embedded in the mix. That's the purpose of the dance mix. Now, like I said, we have two. One's new and one's I'm replaying. The one up first is a replay, but that's okay. Think about what I just said. And let's start giving God some praise because he left us everything. Didn't he leave us everything we need? Every time I come up with a human condition that I'm suffering with, he takes me to that Bible. I don't search long. He takes me to that Bible and he says, here's the answer. I love God. All right, let's give him some praise on that.
The tempest is raging. Yeah, the billows are tall. said, that way. No.
looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you down. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. Just hold on to your faith.
Hold on to your DJ.
Anybody wanna go? Monday, the cell phone's on Tuesday, rent due on Wednesday, trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction. You ready before, haven't you? You got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. Hold on to the master in order to win.
DJ,
try to work yourself up into victory. Yeah. Wanna go? Do you wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-I? Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake though. Going from low to high.
It's under the name, just call it the name and you'll be fine.
How to get to victory? Yeah. I'm depending on the God for my victory. Yeah. I'm ready for it. I'm trying to tell you how to get to victory.
Trend fire. at the church. Healing when fire at the church. Revival when fire at the church. Culture 19 when fire at the church. Real 2 when fire at the church. Prophecy when fire at the church. Look for your answer, healing of cancer. Testimonies when fire at the church. Church is this.
This is a Holy Ghost church.
What kind of church is this?
I want you to catch your breath for a minute if you're just joining me. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, and your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. If you get a chance, I would appreciate you doing two things. Go to our ministry's website, jhom.org, and there you will find a link to download our free smartphone app. I'm going to start working on getting more content on this app, but please, please download it. It's absolutely free for iOS and Android users. It's on the Subsplash platform. Just look, you know, go to the website and it'll have the direct link to download the app, everybody, and make the Journey Home Outreach Ministries your favorite ministry. And you will get all, and make sure you do notifications. Secondly, I want you all to think of any poet, musician, artist, any kind of Christian artist out there that you might know who wants to be heard for free on this show, be heard on all the outlets that we're on, and we will promote you. Again, absolutely free. All you have to do is send a little bit about yourself, a WAV or MP3 file to jhomorg1@gmail.com. Again, we're accepting all Christian forms of arts. If you want to get on here, even if you just want to give a prophetic word, whatever, if you want to glorify God, this show is made just to do that. Help us fulfill our mission with that. And we would love to get more artists than the ones we have. All right. Okay, there's a third thing I want you to do. If you're on the website, or if you're not on the website, I want you to go to the website, and I want you to give to the ministry. All donations are tax deductible, and all the money is used to make sure that we are able to broadcast. And, you know, we go all over the world, and we go into some countries that really, really need. I mean, we all need God. We all need God. I'm not saying that, but some countries that are hard to access the word because Christianity might not be the main religion. So the people who listen all around the world, I want you to all know something. We see and feel you, and we support you. And I want you also to continue to help me pay for the people of Russia and the people of Lithuania. All right. The Ukraine and Russia. All right. Okay, everybody. I want to go back to the reading. I don't know why. Somebody in Lutherania must be thinking about Sister Pucci. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the reading of the word. This is what I want you to think about for the next dance mix. And that's Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th to the 17th verse. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit received brought you an adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. And then I also want you to think of just part, of course, Mark the 4th chapter, the 38th to the 40th verse. And what I want you to say during this mix is peace be still, because that is what Christ said to the winds and the waves. And when the disciples were afraid, he said, peace be still. And he said, why are you so afraid? Where's your faith? So we're going to think about our faith and think about what I just said. And we're going to roll into the next dance mix. I did not say it, but I need to say it because I'm struggling. Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father, for lifting my body up once again to bring me to do your will. I don't know how you do it. Okay. All right, I just needed to give him what I'm going to be praising him about. And this next dance mix is his favor all the time. All right, everybody, get up. Get ready for another 15 so minutes of giving God some praise and glory. Listen for the message. Here we go.
Here we go. DJ.
DJ.
Everybody, I hope you got a chance to give God some praise, give Christ some glory. Everybody, we have come to the end of the show. I want you to remember all week, I want you to meditate and reread Romans the 8th chapter, the 14th to the 17th verse, and Mark the 4th chapter, the 38th to the 40th verse. If you have any questions, comments, We just would love to hear from you. JHOMORG1@gmail.com. Go to the website, JHOM.org. Everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. I thank you again for all your support, love. And I'm going to keep on pressing through my fear. All right, everybody, I want you to do the same. How Great Thou Art by Society Hear Music. Here we go.